Welcome to the Going Merry Podcast, the number one One Piece rewatch podcast on the internet. My name is Derek, and I am your host. And not next to me, but across the screen from me, I have my other co-host, Amanda. Amanda, how the
Doing okay from across the screen. How are you?
it going? Across the digital dimension bullshit. I've always wanted to know that. How exactly do electronics work?
God, I don't know. That's
Like, I
quite the question.
wish I could see like Bluetooth waves screaming across the sky, connecting my computer to yours.
Right. Yeah, I have no idea how that stuff works.
I don't know. Like, I just it's just crazy to me, like, hey, we're gonna send airwaves that tell us what a picture is from one state to another. Not only that, but it's going to send us sound as well through the air.
Right.
Like, this is just weird to think about.
That
And
is weird.
I don't know. It feels weird to me. Or like, even if it was connected by cord, how does the picture know to go through the
Through
electrical
the
waves of
cord.
the cord? Yeah.
Yeah, and then it has to it gets rearranged, right? All the pictures
Yes.
rearrange themselves. That's
Yes.
weird.
It's just I we're getting way too deep here.
That's early. That's an early start.
Yeah, I have random stupid thoughts like that all the time, and I'm just like,
That's
okay.
okay.
And it bugs me throughout the day. And there was one time, I'm not even kidding you. I was sitting at work because there was this quote, and it pops in my head all the time. And it was, I'm fast, really fucking fast. And I was like, what movie is that
Oh,
from?
I hate when that happens and you can't
And
figure it out. Ugh.
I'm like, even if I could figure out who said it, that would be so helpful. And then
Yeah.
I could figure out what movie it's from. And I sat there for hours trying to think of it. And this was not the first time either. I had done this before, like, and I'd always given up because I could never think of it. And I was just like, fuck it. I am going to have to watch
Everything.
every single movie that I have, because I knew it was a movie I'd seen a decent
Did you
amount.
not like put it into Google and see?
I did, but nothing was
Oh,
popping up.
nothing
And
came
I,
up. It's too generic,
yeah,
probably.
exactly. And so, I was like, I am going to have to watch every single movie I own that has to do with any sort of speed. Like, I'm talking,
And Fast and Furious movies.
we're gonna watch the Fast and Furious movies. We're gonna watch the Flash, like
Oh, God.
anything I can think of that has to do with someone going fast, it's going in the DVD player.
Oh, God. Did you figure it out?
I did figure it out, and I'm so glad I did before I started watching any movies because it had nothing to do with
Oh,
speed.
shit.
It was Baywatch.
Oh, my
It was Zac Efron said it in
Oh,
Baywatch,
Jesus.
talking
That's
about how
funny.
fast of a swimmer he was. I was like, damn it, I never would have thought about that.
I know that really could be in any kind of context.
And I think what I had done is I just started picturing, because I knew it was a guy that said it too. And so I started picturing different actors saying it. I was like, nope, that doesn't feel right. That's not it. And when I got to Zac Efron, I was like, this is it. He said it. Now, where the fuck did he say it? It was
That's
not
funny.
High School Musical, because he does not say fucking in High School Musical.
Probably not.
But yeah, no, that one, it ruined my work day because I spent way too much time thinking about that for sure.
There's a random quote from a show that I think about a lot, and I don't know. It's just very funny, and like the delivery was funny. But have you seen Shrinking on Apple TV?
I haven't. No, I've heard it's really good, but I haven't seen
It's
it.
really funny. It's Jason Segel and Jessica Williams
I love Jason Segel.
and Harrison Ford, and they're all like psychiatrists and stuff. And then this one line that I think of all the time, like the two characters end up like hooking up or whatever, but then Jason Segel's character is talking to the girl and he's like, "Thanks for always having my back." And she goes, "Thanks for pounding my front." And I just think it's so funny. I think about it way too often. And I just stand there and like laugh to myself.
Oh, that's funny. I do like
Yeah. But she like all everything she says in that show is hilarious. It's just like her delivery is really good.
Man, sometimes that's all, that's what it, it's just about the delivery of jokes. It's not
Yeah.
actually what's said, it's how it's said that
Right.
makes a joke sometimes.
Yeah, and then she does that shit all the time because she's very comfortable with it, and then it just makes him so uncomfortable, and he's like, "Oh my God."
Oh, those are perfect.
Yeah.
So this week we watched episodes 214 to 219, wrapping up the Longland Long Island arc with Foxy. How did you feel about these episodes?
It was more of the same, more ridiculous games, and I was mad that Luffy went for another set of them. I'm like, oh my God, you just ruined my whole life by doing that. Come on. What are we doing? I mean, I should have seen it coming because I'm like, well, what else can happen in another six episodes? But I guess another set of games.
We could go all over again.
Ugh.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I remember watching these for the first time and be like, okay, we are finally done with these fucking games. The Straw Hat's all in one piece. We can move on now. And then the gunshot goes off. I was like, damn it, Luffy, here we go.
Yeah.
But honestly, it was pretty fitting for him, like his character. I was like, yeah, that sounds like Luffy.
Yeah, it does track.
But no, I agree. There was a couple points where I was like, you know what? I'm actually enjoying this episode. Like, this is fun. And then one little thing happened and it just ruined it for me. I was like, no, this is not fun anymore. This is annoying the
Yep.
piss out of me again that fast.
Yes.
So I guess we can go ahead and jump into it. And just again for our listeners, we are going to do just the one summary, and then we'll just discuss the episodes as a whole. And we might go back to the other next week. We'll see. And kind of go from there. But so 214 to 219, Luffy finally is able to get moving on his skates. However, he still has not learned how to turn. With some quick thinking by Sanji, the Straw Hats are able to distract the cheetah into leaving the course, giving Usopp the victory by default. Finally, the Straw Hats are finding their footing, and Robin takes the fourth round easily. Luffy steps up for the last round, and Robin ensures that Luffy takes the win. Chopper is officially back on the crew. The games are over, but Foxy issues another challenge, and for some reason, Luffy accepts. Again. The first game of the second challenge is an extreme version of dodgeball. Unfortunately, Luffy's weird appetite ends up losing them the game. Foxy pulls Nico Robin from the crew, and she goes on over with a smile. Up next is Red Light, Green Light. Just when Sanji is about to get the W for the Straw Hats, Porsha, being in danger, pulls him away. Again, the Straw Hats are just about to win. Zoro punts Hamburg right at the collar and gives the Foxy Pirates the win. Chopper is back on the Foxy Pirates. Now that there is only one round left and two crew members that have been taken, only one can be brought back with a win in this last round. Nami pulls a smooth barter and gets Foxy to agree to a full crew bet. Not only that, but it is a combat round of Luffy versus Foxy. The bell rings and Foxy comes out to an early lead using his slow, slow beam. And Luffy starts the fight slow as always. As the fight continues, the Foxy Pirates slowly begin to root for Luffy and his resilience. After a long, long fight, Luffy finally gets some battle smarts and pulls out the victory. The Straw Hats have completely absorbed the Foxy Pirates, including Robin and Chopper. Luffy immediately dismisses all of the new crew members that he just absorbed outside of Robin and Chopper. Okay, now we can talk. They were interesting.
Yeah, it was a lot of like elementary school games,
It was.
dodgeball and red light, green light and stuff.
It was. Oh man. So I don't know if you, I had posted this in the Avengers Discord like last week or something like that. I got this game that like this game that I used to play in elementary school with my friends pop just rushed back into my head. Like I
Oh yeah, you
immediately
said that.
remembered all of these intense moments in this game. It was wall ball. Have you ever played wall ball before?
Probably. I'm just too old to remember.
It was just you would always play it against a flat wall, so it couldn't be any windows or anything like that because shit got wild. I know I'm saying that for an elementary school game, but
Oh, it did. Like, I used to get totally like beamed in the face with balls when it was like dodgeball and stuff. So I hated all of that. And I just never, I was like, I'm gonna pretend to break my leg for gym class so I don't have to do this today.
So wall ball was played with a tennis ball. And so like
Okay.
everybody would face this wall, and you would just hurl this ball at the wall, and you could never, if you threw the ball, you could not be the one to get it back. It would have to be someone else. And if you touch the ball without catching it, you have to touch the wall before someone else takes the ball and throws it at the wall.
Oh,
And
yeah, that rings a bell.
so if the ball beats you, you're out.
Yeah.
And so they like some of the games like got very, very fast paced 'cause and that was the other thing too. If you throw the ball and it hits the ground before it hit the wall, then you also had to run and touch the wall before someone else threw it. But it was like people had figured out, okay, so if I can hit the wall right at the base of the wall, and the ball will just like essentially roll back. And because of that, it slips off people's fingers and stuff. So it makes people have to run to the wall. It makes it harder to
Right.
catch. But then there comes the risk of if you accidentally hit the ground right before it hits the wall, if you're trying to throw it at
Oh.
the base. So it's like, and then you get like the ball rolling, and then someone would try and grab it and it would miss and touch them. So they'd have to touch the wall, and then someone else would go to try and grab the ball, and they would accidentally miss when they
This
were
is why
trying
I
to catch
hated school.
it. There were points where it was like three or four people that had to touch the wall before someone got the ball. It
Yeah, I hated
was
that shit.
just
I like didn't
like
like running. I always tripped. People threw balls at me. I don't know what the hell.
and that was the thing too, because if by chance someone picked up the ball while you were running to get to the wall and they chuck it, it is very possible that thing is beating you in the back of
Oh, for
the
sure. Yeah, there's, I mean, high
head.
chance of that happening.
Exactly, because again, we're elementary schoolers. We can't throw the ball for fun. But
Yeah,
it was a fun game, and I've now convinced myself that it should be an Olympic sport. I would love to watch professional wall ball players to see who could get the gold.
no. You never know. I mean, they do add a, I feel like there was a
That
weird one that they added to the summer games a while ago.
I was gonna say, like, it totally feels like more of a sport than some of the sports that they actually do.
Yeah.
Don't know. It would just be fun. Anyway, back to these episodes. So I thought Robin's win went very smoothly in the round four of the skating. Like, Luffy
Yeah.
just had that shit locked down when he finally learned how to
I
skate.
know. At least it didn't take him too much longer.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And she really came in handy there too. Like,
Yeah,
she was putting in work.
right. And then, like, the section where it was dodgeball, and then her hands just came out of everywhere and grabbed the ball. I was like, oh, that would have been useful. Then I wouldn't have gotten smashed in the face with that rubber ball. If I had such a power, I could just like reach out of somebody's arms and knock it out of the way.
Yes. Cause yeah, she came in very useful in dodgeball as well, both by using her hands on the field and by just reading the rule book. It was impressive how
Oh,
fast she was
yeah.
absorbing all of that.
Yep.
But still, unfortunately, it was not quite fast enough to stop Luffy from eating the fucking ball.
I know. I was like, oh no, he just ate it. That's got and then I figured immediately, I was like, that has to, that's gonna disqualify him somehow because he didn't catch it. He ate it.
He ate it. And
Ugh.
I was like, as soon as, because I was trying to remember, I was like, I feel like I remember them losing this, but I don't know how. And as soon as he ate it, I was like, that's it. It's that
Yep.
has to be it. There was something else I was gonna say about the skating. I remember. In the last round, there's the point where, like, Nami and Usopp are trying to decide or trying to
Distract.
distract Foxy.
Yeah, I liked that part. I thought that was funny where they were just
Oh,
shouting things at him and he couldn't think of anything to say, so they kept saying, manly, manly, manly. It's like, that's ridiculous.
just Foxy, just yeah, he could not take any sort of criticism at all. And then they had to he had to put the earplugs in for that last round there. And so Foxy with the earplugs, he hits Nami and Usopp with the slow beam while they're in midair. And everybody, especially Sanji, flips the fuck out like they are in this grave, mortal danger. And I'm like, she can't talk for 30 seconds. I'm like, she, so the fuck what?
I
Just
know, like
wait a little
panic
bit.
about
She'll be
something else.
fine. It's not like she's hurting or someone's torturing her or anything. She's
Right.
fine. She's just moving slightly slower.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel like we're just majorly overreacting here.
Yes, that's what that was. It was a huge overreaction.
But it also sounds like Sanji with anything that came to Nami, for sure.
Yeah.
But I did think it was funny though that Sanji distracted the cheetah, and I know I'm going back a little bit here, but whatever. With like the kiwis or whatever.
Oh yeah, I was like, how did he know that kiwi was catnip-esque?
I
Like that's like what? That's weird that you know that, but okay. I mean, I guess he works with food, but maybe there
yeah.
was like a cat on board one of the ships that he was working on.
Maybe
I don't
so. Like, and maybe he just picked it up from the cheetah, like sniffing Luffy, but
know. Oh
because I
yeah, I
know
think
he
he did
noticed that.
say that, or somebody says that later. They were like, oh, that explains why he was sniffing
Yes.
Luffy.
Which, I mean, I guess that does make sense. But yeah, it was a good catch by Sanji. Like,
Yeah.
props to him for that one, for sure. So we get into this next episode, and like we were already talking about with Dodgeball. And honestly, this was the episode I was really enjoying. I was enjoying the dodgeball, and I was like, I did not know I needed Straw Hat dodgeball, but this is fun. And then they got to the whenever Luffy was getting ready to throw the ball, and Portia pulls it away from him, and they're like sticking it behind their backs, and they're just doing the shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. And they're doing it for like 5 fucking minutes. I was like, okay, I'm
Yeah,
annoyed.
I
Like,
had
I'm
enough
done
of
with.
that.
I was like, I'm done with dodgeball now. Yeah, that whole thing was bugging the piss out of me.
Yeah, I feel like it's just that bunch, it's that group of them that just makes everything worse.
Porsche,
Yeah, Foxy's crew, they're all just
Porsche,
so
and yeah.
ridiculous.
So like, if the Davy back games came back, but in a more serious manner, like an actual serious villain and not Foxy, do you think you would like it more? Like maybe it feels like a little bit more stakes behind the games and like people actually taking the game seriously.
Yeah, I mean it would have to be like not play school or playground school games though. Like I feel like if it was a serious villain then it would have to be serious threats.
Gotcha. So like
Which
fencing
then
or something,
yeah.
which fencing is basically just fighting, so why not have an actual fight instead of
Yeah,
a
it would
Davy
just be
back
like a
game?
duel, I guess.
Yeah.
Or something. Just I'm trying to think 'cause I feel like any way that you do this it would have to have something ridiculous in it.
Yeah.
For it to be set apart from just a regular fight. So I don't know. Maybe Trying to think what other games there are that are more
You could do
that are
like
like less stupid.
you could do hockey maybe. Like you'd still have some fighting in there, team sport. You'd still have Luffy kind of being an idiot on skates a little bit.
True, yeah.
Like a little bit of humor in there because it is One Piece, but at the same time a little bit more serious feel to it,
Yeah, or
slightly.
maybe it would be like a maybe like a an obstacle course or a scavenger hunt or something. I don't know.
Okay. Like a
Like, 'cause
scavenger.
I feel like Robin at least, Robin and Nami would probably be good at the scavenger hunt
I was gonna
aspect
say
of
like a
it.
scavenger hunt to find the One Piece.
Yeah.
That's it. We're gonna get through this whole fucking thing and we're gonna figure out that this whole show has been a massive Davy back game.
Oh my God, yeah. And then like who's been in charge of it the whole time? I feel, you know what? I think like Buggy would be one that would
Buggy.
fit into this. Speaking of him, that actor is going to be at a Cleveland Comic Con, but I don't love driving to Cleveland. So
Oh, is
I'm
Cleveland a
probably
long
not
drive
going to
from you?
go. It Isn't. It's in the same state. It's only like 2.5 hours
Well, I
away
mean, I knew it was
probably,
in the
but
same state, but
yeah.
you
I mean,
know.
it's just I don't love Cleveland.
I get that.
It's not the most fun place to just be
Yeah.
driving in. I feel like there was a lot of construction the last time I went up there, but I also just don't want to pay for another con and then pay to meet him because he's not my favorite person. But I'm like, he's a One Piece person. Should I go? I don't know.
So this is the live action actor
Yeah.
or the okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think
Oda.
like that one, I don't know what has happened, but like a lot of these cons that are somewhat near me have been popping up on my feed a lot. So like the one that's in Indianapolis is also happening soon, and that one, I think Usopp's live action actor is going to be at that one.
Oh, cool.
But these are all like within 3 hours of me, and I could do it, but I would have to stay there if I wanted to do more than one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, but
I get
yeah, I don't
that.
know. Charlie Cox is going to be at them though, but I already met him, so I feel like I shouldn't spend more money to meet him again. I need to meet more other people if I'm going to spend money to go to one of these
Yeah, for
things.
sure. I might go to one of those depending on who is there.
Yeah. There's just so many. It's hard to keep track of because they're all different like companies. Like the one I went to here is GalaxyCon. The one in Cleveland is like Fan Expo, I think, and then the one in Indy is Indie PopCon. So it's like, how do you even keep track of the amount of cons
Yeah.
that are going on?
I know that's it. Yeah, there's no way I could keep track of all of them. So we figured out today that apparently Oda is taking a month-long break after the One Piece chapter that comes out this week. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, season two of the live action is getting ready to start filming shortly. So he's probably gonna give a little bit of his time to live action a little bit. I'm like, yeah,
Nice.
I could totally see that. Maybe, you know,
Yeah.
obviously nothing confirmed, but
Right. I mean, they should start filming that soon if they want to put it out.
I
That's just the thing
think
that like worries me about all these shows. It takes so long to film them, and then it's just like they're all going to be 40 years old by the time this is done.
Exactly. That's the thing with this show. They're all going to be old by the time it's done. Like, and I think we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. The live action One Piece is going to have like 10 or 12 seasons. If you're
Yeah.
only kicking, you know, one season out every 2 years, it's, you know, Inyaki's going to be 50 by
I
the
know.
time or 40.
He'll still be silly, I'm sure, but it would look
Yeah.
ridiculous.
He's just, yeah, he's going to be a 40-year-old playing an 18-year-old or whatever. And
Yeah. I
it's
know, at least
like,
like because with Avatar, they have both of their seasons now, so they could probably just film them both at the same time, and at least
yeah.
like they won't age that much more. But
Yeah,
yeah.
that's what Netflix is honestly going to have to do. They're going to have to start, like, just keep ever, you know, renew several seasons at once, keep everyone on set. And I know that
Yeah.
sucks for the people on set because I'm sure it's a ton of work and a ton of detail goes into it. But it's like, I don't know. Like, that's the only way I can think that they would have to do it is just renew it for multiple seasons. Now I realize they couldn't do that off the bat because, like,
Yeah.
you don't want to pay for 3 or 4 seasons if you don't even know if people are going to like it. But
Right.
I
I know,
think
and
that's
it's
what they're going
getting
to have to
harder and
do.
harder to gauge whether people will like it or not because the internet is so full of like trash talk that like everybody was saying, like, you just hear all of the bad things, like, oh, this is shit, it's going to be terrible, like the cast is bad, blah, 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 before it even comes out. And so they have no clue, like they have no way of knowing whether it's going to be successful or not. But I saw some kind of graphic the other day that had the numbers of like how many millions of people watched the live action One Piece. So, and it was like very high. And same with Avatar. So they were like, these were ex a success overall, even though, angry
Absolutely.
people on the internet tend to shit on it. It got like so many views, which is good. And I think it was like, I don't remember the number, but it had it like broken down by country too. And like it being number one in whatever country for X amount of weeks. So, I mean, it's impressive, I think.
Yeah, I think it was absolutely a success. Like I'm excited for season two for sure. I'm excited to see the live action Crocodile and Robin and
Yes, I
Vivi.
know.
It's gonna be fun. Live action Karu.
Oh, Karu.
That'll be
Mr.
interesting.
Two or three.
Yes,
Was it
and Mr.
two?
Two. Yeah.
Bon Clay, whichever
Yeah,
one.
Bon Clay. So back to Dodgeball. Sanji gets eliminated because Portia and the other girls are like talking to him. I don't even remember what the hell they asked him to do. And Robin was like, "We should have seen that one coming." And I was, it's like, yeah, they really should have. I mean, I wouldn't have thought about it either. Like, I wasn't thinking about it until it happened. I was like, yeah, they, absolutely should have seen that one coming for sure. Because Sanji's just a hindrance at this point.
Yeah, it's really too bad. And then we see that again later, how he just
Yes.
fucks it up again. I was like, oh
Yes.
my God.
Like, absolutely. And then again a little bit later, Chopper jumps in front of a ball to save Luffy and allows it to hit him in the face so he's not out. And this pissed me off so much. Not Chopper getting hit in the face. Like, awesome, taking a stand for your captain, whatever. I liked Chopper getting hit in the face. That sounds really mean.
Well, I have something equally mean to say about him later, so.
But the thing that pissed me off about it was he gets hit and he rolls, and like he's still in this
Oh,
puffball
yeah,
or
then he's.
whatever. And then they're like, "Oh yeah, he's out of bounds." And I wouldn't even, I even went back to double check. I was like, "No, this bitch was like 6 feet in bounds."
Oh
And
my
then they just
God.
zoom in on him, and then when they zoom back out, he was out. I was like, "He was not out of bounds. You're a bunch of liars."
That's
Like,
crap. I know. I'm like, oh my God.
it
Out of
was
bounds.
frustrating me
Jesus Christ.
so much.
Had
I was
he
like,
like shrunk back to regular size, then he wouldn't have been.
I'm sitting there because like it wasn't even that the opposing team cheated. I was like, this is an animation thing. Like,
This is a
like what the
continuity
hell here?
error.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it pissed me off. I was like, and I'm too competitive for this shit.
Yeah, I know. I hate
Okay.
losing.
Oh yeah, I can't stand it. I'm an extremely competitive person, so that bullshit would not go over with me. So they end up losing this dodgeball match, and Foxy does something smart for once, and he understands that Robin is the brains behind the crew. And so if he takes her, that's a resource that the Straw Hats lose. So he takes Robin, and everyone starts like flipping out because, well, Luffy doesn't. It's more of Zoro, I guess, than anything, because Robin goes over without any complaints or anything. She smiles, she sits down, I think she calls Foxy Captain right off the bat. Like she puts on her mask and everything. Just no issues. And Zoro's like, "I'd never trusted her to
I
begin
know. I was
with."
like, dude,
I was like, "What
no.
a bug." And it
Ugh.
I was just glad that Nami knew what was up right away. She's like, no, Robin has complete faith that we're going to get her back. And I'm like, thank you, damn it. I honestly, even though we did not like these, this whole set of episodes and everything, and even last week's episodes, I think Robin was having a ton of fun here with all of this shit. Like, I really do. Let's see. Yeah, I put, yeah, and then I had a note here that I absolutely remember the fir from like the first time I watched this arc, just what I couldn't stand about it. I was like, the cheating gets old, the games get old, and I'm just, at this point, we are going on to our fifth game that we've watched, and I'm just like, I don't care anymore. This is, I was just tired of it.
Unnecessary.
Yes. And I think this was the episode where we get the red light, green light. And Zoro runs in the opposite direction.
Oh, I saw a really, I meant to send this to the group chat earlier, but I saw a funny thing on Instagram that was instead of Dora the Explorer, it was Zoro the Explorer, and it just said like, "Do you know where Mihawk's castle is?" Like him asking, and then it was like behind him, and then like the next picture was like, saying it's right there, and he goes, "Oh, thank you," and he goes the opposite way.
Man, that's so fitting. Well, so the funny thing about Zora is a lot of people say that he has an internal compass pointing to the One Piece.
Oh,
So every
he.
time he gets lost, he's just walking directly toward the One Piece, but nobody
I
knows.
mean, that would be hilarious if that was true, and they should have
Wouldn't
just listened
it
to him the whole time.
though? Yeah, that would be really fucking funny. The red light, green light game. Yeah, it was weird.
The old
And
guy
just.
was killing me because he's so slow the way he, I mean, I know you're supposed to kind of like do that to throw people off, but he never changed it up. Because I feel
No.
like when you play that game, sometimes you say it quickly and sometimes you don't, or you half say whatever it is that you're gonna do. But it was always so slow. I'm like,
Yeah,
this
it's
man is gonna die in the middle of this game. And everyone kept getting so, okay, so here's the mean thing about Chopper. When they were
okay.
all like running to get to him and they were like, "Yes, we're gonna make it. We're almost there." I was like, "Just pick up Chopper and throw him at the
Just
old
hurl him.
guy."
That's a great. I mean, so I didn't think about that particular thing about hurling Chopper. I did think about like Chopper eating a rumble ball and going into like jump point or whatever where he can jump super far. I was like, dude could get there so easily.
I was like, "Oh my God, just speed it up. Just throw him. All he has to do is touch him. Just yeet him at the
Instead,
old guy."
Zoro just decides to punt Hamburg up there.
And then that's like where Sanji is again screwing around because he has to then go and rescue whatever her name is who fell off the
Portia.
cliff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did think it was funny though that they had to stop moving and he was just like, and I'm like, I know his legs are furiously moving underneath and he just
I
can't
was
see
thinking
it.
that too. I was like, because that's so like at the same camp that I was talking about last week where we had the pirate thing. One of the things we had to do like at the beginning of the week when we got there is like they had us do like, and you didn't have to do it. You could do it if you wanted to, a swimming test, because there would be people, kids and stuff like that. Because like I said, we were middle schoolers and stuff, but they would want to go, swim farther out into the lake, even though they weren't necessarily that strong as swimmers and stuff like that. So they would have us do these swimming tests to see what we could do and what we couldn't. And then we got like armbands based on that. So like if you had a blue armband, you could go a little bit farther out than the people with the yellow or whatever. And the last chunk of the swim test was you had to tread water for 10 minutes.
I cannot do that. I don't know what it is. I just like feel myself sinking and I panic and then I that's the end of it and I can't do it. That's why I can't swim.
But so like I did that because I went to that camp a couple times and I always did the treading water and but like treading water is tough by itself, like especially for a longer period of time like that. But to do it without your upper body moving
Yes.
at all.
And then holding another person? Oh my
Yes,
God.
I was extremely impressed with Sanji there.
Yeah.
Until she like kissed him on the cheek or something like that, and he just fucking lost
Yeah, I know. I'm like, ugh, so close.
Sanji. Like, as
Oh man.
and I know we've talked about this before, like, Sanji can be smooth at times, and then because he just completely fucks it up.
Right.
Like, Sanji being the Sanji is what stops him. From being one of the more loved characters. And actually, I shouldn't say that because he is a highly loved character anyway.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say it stops him from being one of the more loved because he's absolutely one of the most loved characters.
It's just a hindrance. Like he'd be so much better if that aspect wasn't there all the time.
For certain people, because there are some people that absolutely love that part of it. And
Yeah.
I will admit, there are some times where it's pretty funny. But yeah, other times where it's like, guy, come on.
Yeah,
Like
I
in
mean, I
these
did think it
episodes,
was
I was just tired
funny.
of it.
Right, like in the live action, I know they toned it down, but it was funny at the end when like they're all like happy to see Nami after the whole Arlong thing, and they're like, "Yay, hugs!" And then he's like, "Nami," and she just like totally ignores him and beelines
Yes.
to like Usopp and
Oh, I do remember
Zoro.
that.
Denied.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that part.
Yeah, like that kind of shit's funny, but I mean.
Yeah.
All this like continuously dragging out this story that we no longer want to watch, that then that we're like, okay,
It's,
stop it.
yeah, and that was the frustrating part here was like he just kept doing these at these points where it's like, okay, I understand you want to save Robin and you're trying to be this gentleman and her knight in shining armor for saving her and stuff. And then you just lose it. And I'm like, how many times is this now? Is this the third time in the arc? I think because they stopped on the boat with the because like the girls got him to stop on the boat in the race at the very beginning,
Yeah.
and then the dodgeball, and then the red light green light. So I think this is the third time.
I think so. 'Cause the other time, was he? Well, Luffy was eating and Zoro was drinking, right? Was Sanji
Yes.
not there for that one? Okay.
He was, but he was distracted by the girls.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
so
couldn't
that was at the
remember if it
race,
was
yeah.
food for that one, or the women make more sense, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm thinking that this is three times now that it has held them back in this arc. So anyway, Straw Hats lose red light, green light. So it's on to this last round, a head-to-head fight of Luffy and Foxy. Couldn't remember his name there for a second. But before we got into that, my question from last week got answered, and I could not believe it. My question was originally, do they have to pay for food, or is it just free since they're
Oh,
on the crew
yeah.
and it's the crew's resources? And Robin and Chopper got all of their food and refreshments free of charge, while Sanji had to pay for it.
Right,
And I was
yeah.
like, there it is. There's the answer.
That's funny.
That
Yeah,
so I
'cause I
got the
remember Zoro was annoyed. He was like, "You only got one popcorn?"
yes. He's like, you better be ready to share. But yeah, I got really excited. I was like, it's like, yes, there's my answer.
That's pretty, that's good. I'm glad it was answered. At least one productive thing came out of this.
You know what the most productive thing that came out of this arc was? Afro Luffy.
That must have
It
been what Garrett was talking about in the Discord, and I
was.
was like, okay,
When he was
sure,
talking
I'll
about
get to it eventually.
about
That
the
was
Afro.
so, was there a reason behind that? Like a behind the
No.
scenes? Wow, okay. And
Absolutely not.
Usopp transforming into like his coach. I'm like, what the fuck happened to him?
Yeah, I absolutely loved Afro Luffy, and I don't
It's
know that I
so
would like it
random.
all the time, but it was funny for a little, you know, it definitely had its moments.
Yeah, that was I did think it was funny though that everybody was like, what happened to him? Like nobody was going along with it. Like I think oh, Zoro was like, that's messed up when he saw his afro. Like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, the reactions to it and stuff, some of the lines and stuff like that were absolutely hilarious. So right before the fight starts, I noticed the wanted posters got shown in the sky. And I just like I actually had to pause to look and see because I was curious to see what Foxy's bounty was. It was only 24 million.
Oh, that's super lame.
Yeah, so it's pretty low. And I was like, wait, this man is 920 and 0 in the Davy Back games, but he's got a t and it's like, damn, that really shows you that nobody gives a flying fuck about the Davy Back games if he's got that many wins and that low of bounty.
Right, and that's like only the only thing he spends his time doing, apparently, if that's if he's not
Apparently
like committing
so.
worse crimes.
Yeah, he's just a joke, basically. Like a he really is not a serious pirate.
No.
And that was my other thing too. I want to know how he was using the slow beam in those gloves. Like I just
Yeah,
you know
I don't know.
not a free range of motion in the in boxing gloves like that.
Right.
The only
Maybe
thing
he
I
didn't put his thumb into the thumb and it was just all into the fist part, so he was
That's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe he had gloves made specifically so he could do that inside of the glove. And so his fingers are just always in that shape.
Yeah.
But then
Are
I was
these the
like,
same? Is it the same games every single time he starts one of these?
I don't know.
Because
That's a good
if it
question.
is, I mean, I'm sure he's had to repeat it if he's done it 900 times, but then I guess he would. But I mean, he hasn't lost, so I don't know. They
Yeah.
just cheat their way to winning anyway. But I
I,
mean, I
yeah,
guess over
absolutely.
time, he'd be able to figure out things that he has to do to help him win easier.
Yeah. I was like, if he has his hands like that in those gloves the entire time, that would hurt so much to punch someone
Oh,
like
yeah.
that.
You're not
I was like,
supposed to
no,
do that.
that can't be it. So the beginning of this fight, I was just very frustrated because it's like, and I've talked about this in the past too. There are so many times where Luffy has this, where he shows this high battle IQ. Like he's just good in fights. He understands things. He's always able to come up with a way to win and all this stuff. But there are times like this fight where you have seen Foxy's power used multiple times. You know what he can do. You know how it works. But for a large amount of time at the beginning of this fight, it's like he's seeing them for the first time, like they're catching him off
Yeah,
guard.
right.
Like it's one of the, and I, this is not the only time he's done it either. He's done it with other fights. I can't think of any off the top of my head. But it's like you know that this is there. You know what he can do. Why are you acting like you're seeing it for the first time? You should have thought of something going into this on how to get around it.
Right.
But, you
Yeah,
know,
because I mean, then it just like dragged out the fight longer.
it did. It
Like,
did.
oh my God.
It was, you know, and I know they're making it seem like, oh, Luffy might actually lose, but I mean, come on. No, we knew Luffy
Yeah,
wasn't gonna
to this
lose.
guy, like if he loses, if this is the one, that's
Right
terrible.
out of
Yeah.
like beating Crocodile and Enaru, this is the fuck he
I
loses
know, literal God, and then he loses
to.
to this idiot right afterwards. Ugh. I mean, I kind of wouldn't be surprised, honestly, but that would just be very unfortunate for his character.
It would. King of the Pirates, my ass.
Right.
Let's see. So the oh the so there's the moments in the fight where Luffy is walking into the room. I think he walks into like the nurse's station or something like that.
Oh yeah, and he
And
doesn't.
it's just Foxy wearing the mask.
Yep. He's like, wait, I know that face. And you think he's going to be like, it's Foxy, you're Foxy's sister. No, that's not what this is.
That was really funny. That had
It
me. I
was.
laughed.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I think he called out the cook too, but I think he still said that he was related to Foxy in some way. I think it happened again there, but I don't remember exactly how that worked. One of my favorite things in the episode 218 though was Nami is just sitting there completely dumbfounded, and everyone around her is just talking about how Luffy is gonna hold up and he's gonna win because he has the afro. And like even Robin chiming in sent her over the edge for me. And that was so funny because Chopper was like, I'm not scared. I know Luffy is gonna win, or he's gonna win this and get us back. And Robin says, of course, he does have the afro and all. And Robin's or and Nami's just sitting there, you too? Like then there was a couple of other things, because like this is the point where toward the end of the fight, Luffy keeps getting knocked down and he keeps getting back up, and everyone's just commenting on it, and it's like it's Afro power. What else could it be? And then there was the other guy, and he said, they shouldn't have let him have that afro. Nobody can stop him now.
Why?
I don't know why. I hope Oda brings the afro back at some point in One Piece just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
Like
That is so silly. Like, I was trying to, I didn't really look into it, but I know how, like, Inaru and Eminem, and it's like different characters are based off of real people. I couldn't think of anybody that was a boxer that had an afro, but I didn't look it up, so I'm sure there maybe there is.
Yeah, I didn't look it up either. I'm not sure if he's based on anyone or not. If there's any listeners out there that know if he's based on anyone, shoot us a message. So it'd be an interesting thing to know. That boxer just might become my favorite new boxer. I'm surprised at the Comic Con you didn't see anyone dressed up like Afro Luffy.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. See, so now I'm wondering because, like, we obviously hadn't watched that many or as many episodes to that point. So then I sort of wonder, like, who did I miss when I was there that, like, I could have recognized? So I'll be interested to see
I
when
know
the next one comes around.
there's one version of Luffy that you sent me a picture of, and it's one of my favorite all-time versions of Luffy, and it's so much fun, and I was like, oh, that joke is so great. That's such a great cosplay. But you didn't understand it. I was like, damn
Yeah, I'll have to go back and look at
it.
all those. I don't know. I found this guy called Yoko Gushiken, who is a boxer with an afro. I don't know if it's him,
Huh.
but that's I just
I
Googled
don't know.
boxer with an afro.
It does kind of look like him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he was competed from 1974 to 81. So, I mean, that is like the time when people had afros. I don't know.
I mean, that's true. There's an absolute listener like, I've got an afro right now, damn it.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, if anybody knows, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It was interesting to me that, like, I started thinking about it because people started rooting for Luffy and everything, and these people are basically, putting on a mutiny here in the stands, because by cheering for Luffy, they're like, yeah, I want that guy to be my captain.
Yeah.
This isn't just a normal sport. Like, you have to follow the winner. So if you're trying to follow the other guy, yeah, that's a mutiny right there.
Yeah, they really could care less, I mean, about Foxy, it seems, so.
Absolutely. And then Luffy pulls the finds the mirror, whatever, in his afro. I like that I would have made it like essential to the plot line
Yeah.
into the fight. He pulls this piece of mirror out of his afro and puts it in his glove. So Foxy accidentally shoots himself with the slow beam. And I was like, this is the longest fucking 30 seconds ever.
Yep.
So I timed it just out of curiosity. 2 minutes and 35 seconds
Oof.
from the moment we see the pink beam to the countdown getting to one.
Oh.
It's like after they got to one, they did like the eye catcher thing, so it wouldn't have been fair to keep timing it. But from yeah, from so it didn't even get to zero technically my time, so it probably should have been longer. But yeah, from the as soon as the pink circles appeared to one was 2 minutes and 35
That's
seconds or whatever the hell it was.
terrible.
I will admit though, I did like the Luffy gets that big punch and then he just walks away. It reminded me of like when Zoro slices someone up and then slowly puts the sword back in the scabbard, and then when it finally clicks, then the person feels the hit. And so like I thought it was pretty cool. Like okay, I didn't need it as drawn out as it was, but like if Luffy would have just walked away for a few seconds and like stood on the line and then Foxy goes flying, that would have been cool. it was a little bit of a callback there. Luffy finally got to have his cool moment. And then so all of the fight's done, everybody's having their moments following the resolution of everything going on. And the mole guy appears to talk to the guy whose name we don't have. I don't think. We probably do, and I'm just not paying attention to it. And this mole guy says he wants to dig holes all over the world. And I was like, I cannot wait till we get to Laugh Tale. And this motherfucker just pops up right next to the One Piece. Right as soon as Luffy gets there, and he's like, boom, found
Oh my gosh, yeah.
it. Well, just burrows there, skips everything else. Like, damn it. So Luffy gets the rest of the crew, or he absorbs Foxy's crew, but obviously he doesn't want them. So he's just like, yeah, get out, leave. So now my question comes to you. If you had to pick one person from Foxy's crew, who would it be?
That panda man, so we can see if he
The
talks
Panda
enough.
Man. I don't know why I knew you were going to pick the Panda Man.
I can't remember anyone else's name besides Portia and the other dude.
I didn't think about it whenever I was writing the question down to make sure I remembered to ask you, but as I was reading the question here, I was like, she's gonna pick the fucking Panda
Yeah, I want to know if he talks.
Man. And I mean, either that or maybe he doesn't talk, and we're like, cool, we have another crew member that's not
Yeah,
gonna
then he
annoy the
just
fuck out of
like
us.
pops up behind corners every now and again and then goes away and you don't really see him ever.
Oh, that would be honestly, I think that would be a great gag. Like he's just on the Mary popping up at random
Yeah,
times.
and then but then like they maybe they like they don't know about him. And then he'd like, then they're always constantly just like, did you hear something?
You see
And they
something?
never end up seeing him for real, but it's just us that sees him. That would be funny.
Oh, that would be a great running gag. That would be really funny. Damn it, I want
Yeah.
that now. I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else on these episodes before we head on out of here? Or I guess get
No.
to our other shit.
No, I had just one other thing Zoro said that was funny. I forget about whom, but he just was like, "How about I chop them up instead?" I was like, "Yes, end it
Kill
now. Just kill
them
them."
all. Yep, I agree. I feel like so much of this could have been avoided. I do.
Yeah.
Oh well. Okay, so on to our extra credit shit. Amanda Festation.
Well, I hope the next arc isn't like this one.
Fair, Fair enough.
Yeah. Just give me a tighter story. We don't need to go in circles for no reason.
Agreed, agreed. Piece of shit. I went with Sanji.
Yeah. I mean, he did kind of ruin things.
There were several. Well, so I don't know that he would have made that much of a difference in dodgeball, like had he not gotten knocked out there. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But the red light, green light shit, he absolutely made a difference. For
Yeah.
sure. So
Who wrote the rule book? Is that Foxy? Or do we not know?
they never really said who wrote
Like,
the rule
whoever
book.
wrote the rule book sucks. Like, that would be, they would get the piece of shit because it's just.
The author of the dodgeball rule book.
Yeah.
I can do that one
Because
just
it's
for
just like,
fun.
yeah, like everything. It's just like it, you know what it's like? It's like the beginning of Loki when he goes down into the TVA the first time, and they're like, this is a stack of everything you've ever said. And he's like,
Yes.
that's not right. That can't be. And then it like spits out another piece of paper that says, that's not right. That can't be. I feel like this rule book does that for anytime anyone
Oh
does
man.
something. Like Luffy swallowed the ball, and then it just, a new rule pops up that says, cannot ingest ball. Like
Oh,
it's a
I love
magic
it.
book or something. I don't know what it is.
Anytime someone does something stupid, like, so now since they've faced the Straw Hats, there's going to be a rule. Your hands cannot pop out of the ground to prevent Robin
Right.
from happening again.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I mean, not that there can't be other devil fruits that are similar, but since Robin has the flower fruit, and there is no other flower fruit, technically that rule would singularly apply to
Right.
her. But whatever. Yeah, I can give it to the author of
Okay.
the dodgeball manual.
Yeah. This is a silly episode, so.
It's fine. Speaking of silly, MVPs. I want to give it to the Afro.
I was gonna say, is it the Afro? That's fair. I
Yes.
mean, I don't have any idea if it really did anything, but those people believed in it, like.
They believed in that Afro.
Yeah.
Nobody can stop him now.
That's so funny. I really wish I knew like what the story was behind that.
Oh man, yeah. That was the best thing to come out of this arc was the Afro. That
Like it
whole
just
bit was
contains
funny.
ultimate power.
Yes. It just, kicked his power level up to 10 or over 9,000 or for my DBZ fans out there. Okay, so next week. So our first episode that we're reviewing next week is episode 226. So originally our episodes were going to be 226 to 230, but I tweaked it a little bit because
Okay.
when I watched 226, the canon part, so 226 is part filler. The canon part of 226 does not start until 19 minutes and 30 seconds into the episode.
Okay, so we get
So
about 2 minutes of real story then.
it's like 2 minutes of real story. I'm like, okay,
Okay.
so we're basically reviewing four episodes if we only do
Yeah.
five, if we do 226 to 230.
That makes sense.
So we're gonna do 226 to 231.
Okay.
So numbers make it seem like more than this, but yeah, 19 minutes and 30 seconds is about where the canon starts, because this next filler arc still has Foxy in it, or at least the end of it still has Foxy in it. So like the beginning of 226, Foxy is there.
Okay.
So if like you're seeing Foxy and his crew on the screen, you're still in filler.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
it's like right after they leave is where the canon part starts.
Gotcha.
So, yep, so 226 to 231 next week. Anything else before we head on out of here?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I am extremely excited to get into it. Garrett is flying through Water 7 right
Oh
now.
my God.
He's been texting me about it over the weekend, and he is a long ass ways into this arc already.
Nice. That's great. I'm glad he's enjoying it.
Yeah, he's having a lot of fun with it. So, he's excited for us to get into it too. But
Nice.
anyway, I hope everyone has an amazing rest of your week. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Going Merry Pod. You can also shoot us an email at strawhatpod or no, at strawhatpod@gmail.com. I always do the at strawhatpod like it's like I'm saying at strawhatpod.com. That's not any, I'm emphasizing the at
That's
when I
not the
shouldn't be,
domain.
okay? Damn it.
Yeah.
It's strawhatpod@gmail.com. Fuck. There's no fuck after com. And you can also support the show by leaving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform choice. Goes a long way with getting the show out there, and it is very much appreciated. See ya.
Bye.